Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news.
Kiri,
Representative Joe Barton of Texas became famous last week when he apologized to BP.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he does have ties, though, to the oil industry. It turns out he's a defender of the environment. He says we should take efforts to conserve what because it is a finite resource?
Not oil, because we know that's not a finite resource.
Absolutely not.
God just makes more of it.
Mm-hmm. We something else. It's something.
Well, it's not a finite resource. This blows.
Ooh, blows.
Oh, gosh. Ooh.
So the wind?
The wind, yes.
Oh.
Cautioning us against relying on that fickle alternative source of energy. Representative Barton, who has received almost $2 million from the oil and gas industry since 1990, explained his theory this way. See if you can understand it. Quote, wind is God's way of balancing heat. Wind is the way you shift heat from areas where it's hotter to areas where it's cooler. Wouldn't it be ironic if, in the interest of global warming, we mandated massive switches to energy, which is a finite resource, which slows the winds down, which causes the temperature to go up? Unquote.
But wait, then that would make in Joe Barton's science, wouldn't that make it windier then?
No, the idea is that windmills block the wind, so then they slow down the wind, and then I say, you know, there's no more wind.
My boy can't fly a kite.
Right. That's why you have to be careful of those windmills.
Daddy, what was it like when the air moved?
Exactly.
Against the wind.